Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Also, all the people who's trying to chat right now to Coach, we're going to bring you on as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Right. Live on air.
Puzzle up. It is I, sports prognosticator D-Gib, the coach, calling to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in, man. 516-453-9133, #1. Call in. How y'all doing out there in the sports world today? It is sweet for me. I would like to dedicate this show to Shamira Slater, my significant other, who actually passed away on Monday. Again, dedicate this show to her. Interesting things going on in the sports world right now. The draft is coming upon us. It's getting real crucial. And I'm starting to think these GMs is starting to see what I said, brother, about 4 or 5 years, I think three years ago, that at the quarterback helm, it's going to be somebody with a dark face that's mobile on more teams than not. The league has changed to a different direction. The Bradys of the world will be out of here soon. And zoom over to more of a mobile setting. You got to be able to move right now. I'm not saying it's a black and white thing. It's an athletic thing. You can't be sitting back in that pocket like a statue getting killed. These defensive ends is running 4-4s and 4-3s, and they barreling down on you. You have to get out of situations. So I think San Francisco been playing coy all this time, and they went down there, and that boy Shanahan seen this boy throw that ball 70 yards. He said, Matt who? This kid is perfect for what we're trying to do. And I don't think if they do draft him, I don't think they're going into the season with – I think it's going to be open competition and Garoppolo sits the bench or he's going to be trade bait. They're going to get him out of here if they draft that boy, which I think they're going to do. They have – I'm like, drafting Matt Jones at this particular junction is just dumb. He's unproven. He's not even super – if you want to be like, look at the prototypical quarterback size-wise, he's undersized. His arm strength is, he was camouflaged by a great running back, superb offensive line, and three people that's going to be playing on Sunday at wide receiver. In the first round, three of them.
Wait a minute, coach, because this is how we do, Huddle Sports Nation. We do it the right way. It's I, the hater among haters, Oladele Molewa Ngozi, saying, so, coach, so who do they draft at number 3?
They drafted Justin Fields. They better. They went and had a second workout with him, Shanahan all impressed, Not Shanahan. Well, that's Shanahan boy, right?
You talking about John Lynch?
Yeah, they all impressed us. They're impressed now. First thing was, right. Now they impressed them because they know that's the obvious pick. You'd be a doggone fool to run around with. Now, I want to name, when the last time an Alabama quarterback did anything in this league, I'll wait.
Wow, man, that's nasty. I'll go there. The last time an Alabama, he's a Hall of Famer. His name is Kenny Stabler. That's a long time ago, huh?
That's a long time ago. That's an anomaly.
Well, what about Tua? You don't think
What
about Tua? You don't think he'll do anything down there in Miami? You don't think Tua's going to do anything? That's what you say? You're being disrespectful right now? That's what you want?
I'm not saying Tua's bad, but I'm not saying he's great neither. I'm just giving a realistic assessment of the A.J. McCarrans of the world and the rest of these bums.
Uh-huh.
That's been camouflaged by these stud receivers.
You're right. Tua has to maintain his outstanding prowess behind. He's a leader. Now, getting him Ja'Marr Chase, man, oh, man, Miami. with Devontae Parker on the other side. They haven't
right.
had that type of wide receiver since Landry. And they was fools to give him
right.
up to Cleveland. Yeah, I hear you, Coach.
Right.
Okay, keep going, pronosticator.
So, like I said, this is it's not fool's gold. This draft is basically best available player must come off the board.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. So,
one of them type drafts.
So who are the Rams going to get?
We're looking at a few guys. We're gonna go linebacker first. We're gonna hope somebody fall that was supposed to be predicted. We're gonna go linebacker.
So the boy from Notre Dame. The boy from Notre Dame.
I want him.
Okay.
I definitely want him. I want him.
Well, you know who we want. If he can fall, I don't know he's gonna fall to us. There gotta be some calls and some crystals out there in somebody's house, a sage burning. I want Micah Parsons from Penn State.
That's what we want.
Las
That's
Vegas
what we want. See, this is what we going to do, though. See, you know, we will and deal. We got three third rounders. If he drops to late first, early second, we may jump up. We got three. I'll give up two third rounders to get him.
Now, you think anybody's a fool to give up anything for a first for three third rounders?
You think he's going to go – see, that's the thing. I think he's going to go in the first round. So we may be stuck
What we don't want is a Von Miller replacement in Denver, because that's what's going to happen. If he go to Denver with Chubb and maybe, you know, I can say Agent Von Miller, okay, Agent Von Miller, we know that.
Right.
Oh, God. I don't want to see that in our division. So please, Detroit, pick him up. But even though Detroit probably won't go for Devontae Smith, because they got to have somebody for goofball to throw to.
They got to.
So now, talk about goofball. Let's bring on a person right now that, you know, Dallas Cowboys, you know, need a cornerback, should take Patrick Surtain. If they ain't stupid. Hi, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but you know what I'm going to say? And this is exactly what I'm going to say. I would take Patrick Surtain only. Only way I wouldn't take Patrick, I wouldn't go corner if that one man is on the – that. Young man is on the clock.
Who is that?
I'm about to take a stab at Patrick Surtain. If somehow in the world, if somebody is crazy enough to let him drop his pen, Cowboys will pick him up.
I'm an owl right now. I'm an owl. Who?
Yeah.
Who would be would be dumb enough to let that tight end come all the way down?
He ain't
coming.
Here we go with the
bull.
Here we go.
How many more weapons do
y'all have? You know what? Wait a minute. That could happen. Coach. I'm telling you, Kyle Pitts, because he's a tight end, they're looking over it. And the last couple of, you know, first round, you know, debacles, you know, the lower fonts and all those folk,
right?
He could drop to Dallas. Oh, my God. That's all Dak Prescott need with his achy, breaky foot. That's all he need.
All he need. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I like the fact I would love to see a two tight end, Blake Jarwin and Kyle Pitts.
Right, but however, Kyle Pitts can run a 4.4. Oh my God, 4.4. What was it, Coach? 4.49 at a tight end.
Four four
He's
nine.
Calvin Johnson.
At tight end.
He's Calvin Johnson. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I want to see that. The Eagle fans out there all around the world, y'all in trouble. If Kyle Pitts goes to the Dallas Cowboys, y'all in trouble. The whole division, including the greatest defense in the division is Washington Redskins. They're the best defense in the division. And they're going to have problems with Kyle Pitts because it's a matchup nightmare. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Shut up. I hate you.
The wide receiver core, I mean, they should stop. I think they should still be able to score points at will. I mean, unless you got a decent – I mean, they got the front of
well, you already,
now,
got Amari Cooper. You got Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb.
How many weapons do y'all need to be good, man? I'm sick of y'all. How many weapons y'all need?
Though. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. He can never have enough
weapons. Calvin Johnson out of retirement. Y'all want everybody.
Here's the thing what I would do. If Kyle Pitts dropped at 10, I'm going defense the rest of the round. And I'll go offensive line depth. I'll go offensive line depth.
Go ahead. All right, I'm going to tell you right now. And I say this to Coach and, you know, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, you know, the wonderful CEO, a person that's been, you know, should be one day, hopefully, you know what I mean? When you get this thing together and all that, I'm telling you, one day this man's going to be in the Hall of Fame as a producer. Okay. Here's the situation. And I know, Coach, you're going to be like, why? But I'm going to tell you why. If we take that boy, Christian Lattisaw, at offensive lineman out of Virginia Tech, I'll be happy.
All right.
I'll be happy.
Nope,
I'll be really happy.
I wouldn't have no problem with doing that.
Because you have
to
take a quarterback.
Pick, but it's not a sexy pick. It's a pertinent pick. I mean, now you've got to go with stuff to make your team better. All right. No,
my girl Richie Jones would say, however to ever, if we get a chance to take someone like Micah Parsons, and he falls to, I don't know, I told you it's going to be a miracle if that happens. But if he falls to 17 on that board, look out. You're talking about a player that is good as Luke Kuechly and Lawrence Taylor all rolled up in one.
I mean, let's not go too far. All right.
Did you have you seen the Outland Award
winner?
Have you seen this man?
I've seen him.
He can cover this linebacker can cover wide receivers.
Yeah. You know what he
is? He runs a 4.42.
He was Jalen Smith before Jalen Smith got hurt in that last game in Notre Dame. That's who he is.
Wow.
That's who he is.
Wow. So you say the Cowboys lucked up and got Jalen Smith? That's what you're saying? They were lucky?
Well, no, they didn't.
That's what you're saying?
I'm saying that if that boy didn't get hurt in that Notre Dame game, y'all, I'm talking about that line. His play was super. He's only he's playing at 80% of how good he really was.
I got a question. Who do y'all think is the best running back coming out?
Okay, I'm going to tell you, man. Okay, go ahead, Coach.
I'm going to tell you right now. It ain't ETN, all right? It's not. I'm tired of hearing his name.
It's not ETN. Who is it? Who is it, Coach? Who is it?
To me? You want to know who I think it is?
Please tell me. I love this man.
I think it's Najee.
Now, I don't usually say that on the air. I don't care what's going on in our lives. Okay, because I don't agree. No, because we keep it real here. Just because things happen on me, I'm going to agree with him, right? But I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, that man is absolutely right. Najee Harris is a Derrick Henry with speed that can catch the football out of the backfield.
More athletic than Derrick Henry. And listen, I can't knock their backs. Their backs is in the league shredding this league up. And Najee Harris is just another one that fall in line. I mean, if you didn't see that play he did against Notre Dame full speed, at that weight jumping over somebody, this guy's amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen, we got a caller on the line. We'll bring this caller on. Caller number two. We'll keep all your automatic. You part of really Huddle Sports Nation. I don't know. I don't know, Coach. You might have a second sidekick there. I don't know. I might be making some moves. But anyway, caller number two, you're on the line right now with Huddle Sports Nation.
Caller?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Hi. I'm sorry because I heard static. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Jerry.
So, okay, so, Derek, I heard what you said in the beginning of the show, and I'm calling really to tell you I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. And I love you, and you know that.
I do. As far as,
like, the show and the nonsense, Brother O, be nice tonight. So you guys are talking about Cowboys and Eagles again. Are they going to be playing together soon or something?
Hey, Jerry. No, I ain't going to be nice, Jerry. I ain't going to be nice. It's a regular night. I ain't going to be nice. Coach, it's just like you. Both of y'all are brothers and sisters. You're both broads.
So back to my question. Are they going to be playing together soon or something?
Well, yes. Well, actually, the season is coming upon us in August, beginning of September. But now it's the draft, the players out of college. It's going to fill slots in the rosters. And we're talking about I didn't talk about who the Eagles shouldn't take, but we talked about who Dallas is going to take, hypothetically.
Okay, gotcha. Hypothetically. All right, cool. So I want to give a shout-out to my Damon Look show. You're going to love this, okay? I'm going to be interviewing April 21st, Wednesday, 5 p.m. on Damon Look's Scott Pollard, retired NBA player for the Celtics.
Oh,
wow.
I don't know Scott Pollard. Yeah, I remember Scott Pollard.
Honey.
Okay. See, Jerry always had, starting her mess, Coach. That's,
I like my boys.
Anyway.
Man, I like my boys.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right, baby. But I'm listening. I love you.
Love you too. And I appreciate you.
All right, sweetheart. Bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, it's going to be an interesting draft to see where people actually, what moves people. How I just want to see who's going to goof on some of this quality talent.
I think it's going to be Atlanta. Atlanta needs a tight end. Atlanta will pick Kyle Pitts at number 4. Sorry, guys. I'm gonna see. I stay the roster, y'all. I stay the roster. I see what's going on in my draft. They need a tight end in the seam down there in Georgia.
They do. Now, let me ask you this question. What if Justin Fields went on the board?
No, Justin Fields going to the 49ers, like you said. No. Justin Fields going to the 49ers.
But what if he doesn't?
Well, there's a chance that Atlanta could take him as an understudy. But if I was going to do an understudy, I would pick Trey Lance if I was Atlanta to do understudies. But I don't think
Trey Lance.
I think Trey, listen, it goes like this. If Justin Fields falls, that means that someone knows something that we don't know, that we don't know. Okay, let's get that straight in front. So I don't know about that, Coach, because, like you said, that's a goof.
They're trying to discredit
a player that can't play right now.
Right.
Think about that. You got a player that can't play right now.
Player.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
They're trying to discredit this man's work ethic, saying he's lackadaisical and lazy.
Well, that's what happened when Ohio State quarterbacks come out like Haskins.
Right.
Oh,
with other guys. Cordell Stewart.
Oh, you're a rotten, dirty dog, man, for that, bro. Like, come on. Hey, automatic hazmat, man. Why he do that, man? Don't be talking, crap about Slash, bro. Wow.
I didn't say
really, man? That's what we doing?
I meant to say Cordell Smith. I said Stewart.
No, he didn't. He said what he said.
I don't like Slash is cool. But this the vanilla flavor Slash, I hate him, and I want somebody to knock him out the game. I don't like him. He's smug. He's a punk to me. It's Taysom Hill guy, and he has zero reason to be in competition with Jameis Winston right now. Shouldn't be a competition. Y'all forcing. This is what I want so bad. I want the Saints to stink next year, and I want Taysom Hill to stink it up.
You ready for this? Their meal ticket was Drew Brees. You're going to find out how bad New Orleans is going to be. And I'm going to tell you right now, Alvin Kamara is not going to be there long.
Nope.
And I'm going to tell you something right now, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, Ezekiel Elliott ain't going to be there too long in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, Zeke gone. Zeke gone.
How you like that one, Otto?
Do I have to agree? No. I will say this. Aaron Rodgers could be gone from Green Bay. I mean, you know. I think
this is true. But where?
You know,
where would Aaron Rodgers be?
And I think he's going to be a definitely hope.
I think that, you know, use a dirty dog for that, Otto. Now, I'm going to say this right now. And Coach, you know, have my back on all. I think that John Elway is going to make a move for Aaron Rodgers.
I can see that.
If they can get Aaron Rodgers and get Micah Parsons at number 9, you talk about a change. That now Von Miller can become, even though he's a Hall of Famer in waiting. However, he has the better skills. He's not the same player that he was. So what happens then? You get someone like that in the offense. Right. Well, no, Von's going to be there, but he's going to mentor the next great superstar in Parsons.
Well, what's ironic that you said that? The Packers have let players go and have picked up nobody.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't picked up nobody.
Flynn, remember him? Was, you know, smoke and mirrors, right? Seattle picked him up. Okay, he left Green Bay. Understudy, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he was hurt and all that. Left Green Bay and went to Seattle. Okay? And got his job taken right from him. Right? I mean, pulled the rug underneath his feet. By a third-round player who will be in the Hall of Fame by the last name of Wilson. That's just that you know that Green Bay don't do nothing with their quarterbacks. They picked up a bum by the name of Kaiser. Another bum.
Sean Kaiser, who coach told him, son, stay in school. You're not ready.
Listen, we got another call.
I want to ask y'all this.
Oh, hold on. Okay. Well, hold on, caller. Go ahead, Automatic. I'm putting the callers on, but go ahead, Automatic.
I look at the NFC South, and I'm kind of like, you know, I don't want to see Tampa Bay winning again, but I can't see Tampa Bay not winning it again.
They got all the pieces back.
I can't win in that division again. Because I can't.
And they got a draft pick.
They won't be winning again.
And you never know who will fall to them. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's happen.
I don't want to see him.
They're not that good.
A lot of power. No. Listen to me, Coach. Brady has a lot of power. And who says to know that they don't pick up Najee Harris? Yeah, I said it. Y'all quiet now. Yeah, because I'm telling you something. Brady is something else, man.
We got the Dallas Cowboys picking Josh Horn, I see.
I hope they don't do that. That's horrible.
That means that
Patrick Surtain is gone.
Yeah,
to Detroit
he's gone
somewhere.
And exactly. Patrick Surtain goes to the Detroit Lions.
Okay, let's bring our caller on. Oh, Lord. Caller? You're on the line right now with Huddle Sports Nation. Will we get it in?
Peace and blessings, Coach. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Sister Bessie? How you doing today?
All right. I wrote a poem for you just now, and I wanted to say it. Is it okay?
That's fine.
Well, it's called I Give You My Heart. Just because you are power. I know you have suffered for this hour. Strength is all around you from the podcast crew. We love you. This is our truth. Flowers are meant to wither, but they are with you forever. The courage you have shown is greater than many can fathom. Sports talk is where it's at, Brother Coach. Your blessings shall never lack. Hold on. Got your back. I'm sorry for your loss, and I love you with a plus.
Well, I was awesome.
Love you,
brother. I love you, Sister Bessie. I love you too, Sister Bessie. I really appreciate you.
Yes. You know I'm going to ask you a question about sports, right?
I know you are.
Yeah, you know the sister that wanted to fight Ali's daughter?
Yes.
Clarissa Shields. Clarissa Shields.
Clarissa Shields.
Did she just lose a fight not too long ago?
No, she didn't.
She didn't?
No.
Well, why was
no.
They were saying that she lost the fight.
No, she didn't lose any fight.
Oh, she didn't lose one. Okay, all right.
She's still undefeated, and she still got the moxie. You know, she's still running around here calling herself the GOAT.
I don't know, Bessie. Coach, you're not going to do that. You're not going to be disrespectful. Now, hold on, Bessie. Now, wait a minute, man. I'm going to tell you right now, Shields in her prime and Ali in her prime, Pretty Girl Ali, we're going to get her behind handed to her by Clarissa Shields.
Yeah, I think so.
No. I don't agree with that.
Oh, yeah. I know how you feel, Bessie. Because she's an Ali. I know. Whatever. Okay.
That's right.
You know what? Bessie, no. But we love you. But no. Because that girl is ambidextrous with power. She can knock a woman out with any hand. And she's Flint, Michigan hard. They don't make them like that no more. There'll never be a person that come out of Flint, Michigan.
I feel if Sister Ali trained well, she'll have a force to fight with.
I'm telling you right now, goes to the fifth round, and Clarissa Shields leaves her bloody.
In
their prime. So, of course.
Thing,
right, not now.
Right now.
No. I'm talking about in prime that she knocks
prime,
Ali out.
I'm going to give Sister Bessie some credit. I got Layla getting beat up for 12 rounds. 10 rounds, 12 rounds. How are they going on? I think it's 10 in women's.
Yeah, 10 rounds.
I think she gets beat up for 10. Okay.
Oh, you saying she don't lose?
Layla has some pop, but I don't.
No. She's finesseful and pretty, a pretty girl like her father. Okay? Well, of course, he was a pretty man. But my point is that Clarissa Shields' power and tenacity and where she came from. She didn't have a silver spoon in her mouth, Sister Bessie.
Yeah.
She wasn't born with millions of dollars like Layla Ali was. How about that one?
Yeah, but that's judgmental. I don't, you know, I feel like she's too over aggressive about who she is. That's why I'm more towards Aaliyah.
Well,
okay.
Layla is a good boxer. She's a good boxer.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. Everybody talk a whole lot of mess until they punch in the mouth.
This is true.
That's my type.
All right.
And I'm telling you right now, Clarissa Shields, when she punched that girl in the mouth, she going to know she's like, whoa. I didn't know that she had it all. Now, of course, Layla Ali is an old woman. You know, take care of your teenage kids and be a good mother and continue being, you know, the podcast that you are. And stay home and get some cornbread and some beef brisket.
Coach, if you went for the fight, you would go with Layla or Clarissa?
I'm going with Clarissa, hands down. This girl, I don't know if you ever watched this girl really fight. You got to sit back and watch. Go when you you know. Do you see how devastating she is?
And yes.
She trains with.
Okay.
She spars with men.
Okay.
So she's absorbing powerful punches and training.
Okay.
Grown
all right.
From
I'm
men.
Still,
and she's not fighting. She's not sparring with, like, men. She's sparring with men like Sakura Stevenson and all these top-ranked boxers.
She's She is the sister of Bessie of boxing. How about that?
Pretty much.
She's the sister of Bessie of boxing.
All right. Okay. All right.
Thank
but
you,
if
sister
they
Bessie.
Had a fight, I still would go with Layla.
Well, yeah. You are Homer. That's what I. You just love our
and
kids.
That's
what's going on. I can't. I ain't gonna respect it. I ain't gonna respect it. I love Bessie. I ain't gonna respect it.
I respect her opinion. I'm just telling you the truth. The truth of the matter is, this girl Clarissa Shields is on another level.
That's true. All right, brothers. I thank you. I want to let you know, Coach. I love you.
I love you too, Sister Bessie. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the beautiful poem. I really appreciate you.
Hey, Otto, you over there quiet right now. Yeah, I hope he ain't moonlighting on other networks and stuff.
You know what?
All right, let's stay just for one. Give me 2 more minutes for I want to say 2 more. On boxing.
Go ahead.
Did you see the boy Jaron Ennis? Have y'all seen him fight yet?
Yeah, I saw it. What's your point, Coach?
This kid is Floyd Mayweather with power. Young Floyd Mayweather with power. And nobody want none of that work.
He got to be seen. He got to be part of a world championship boxing. Now, all right, Automatic Charismatic. Carissa? Or Layla?
I saw something in the article, right? I want your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq said
Ooh.
That his Lakers would beat Michael Jordan, Chicago Bulls. I'm talking about when they won 70 games. I'm talking about
who said what?
All that.
Who said what?
What you say? What you say?
That Shaq said that his team would have beaten that dynasty team up in Chicago. When I had Rodman and Pippen, Jordan.
No, never. Never.
I'm gonna say the 2000, the 2000-2001 team, the 2000-2001 Lakers would have beat the Bulls. Yeah.
The same team.
Yeah, Robert Horry and no doubt.
Time out. Now you tripping. The same team that Allen Iverson beat with Matt Geiger and McCullough. Are you out of your mind?
That's only one game.
They never.
They lost 4 straight. Right. They went 4-1. Right.
Let me tell you something.
As I remember.
I don't think so.
Oh, man. Hey, automatically, I got your back for 1 year. For
I'm
1 year, I got your back.
You don't got
1 year.
I don't,
1 year.
They're going to beat the 72-10 Bulls?
Yes.
Let's be real. The 72-10 Bulls was
breaking. You know why?
Did you
understand what Automatic just said? You look at Shaquille O'Neal, and that year, he was
okay.
in his ultimate
okay.
prime.
Yes, he
was. He
was
destroying anything mm-hmm. that Chicago
right.
would have put on him. They would have not
no.
been able to guard him.
No, we had 6 5. We got three players. We had 3 players that can give off 6 fouls apiece. Shaq's getting taken out
Rodman.
That game.
No.
In his head. Rodman
no.
taking him out of that game mentally.
No, I don't agree. Nope.
I don't think Rodman can stick him, but Rodman has things that he does to players to take you out your game. Shaq might have got kicked out.
Let me tell you something.
I agree with that.
Nope. I still say for 1 year, not the dynasty, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, because the Bulls win that. But for 1 year, yes, I believe that they would be able to beat the Chicago Bulls with that
the
team.
The 72-10 team would have put the Lakers to sleep in 5. Okay.
The Lakers won 68 games that year, man. I mean, okay, Coach.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Oh, you're
okay.
right, Coach.
And
okay,
and that's great.
Whatever, okay.
They'd have put them together. They'd have put them to sleep in 5 games.
No way.
Okay.
Not with Shaquille O'Neal in his prime. No way. Not with Kobe
five
Bryant out there.
Games.
No.
Let me tell you something.
I'm asking
a question.
Nice Batman pool. And Robin. You look at that. Look at that team. You look at that. Jordan and Pippen.
Rob Mahorn.
Who's
Bryant
Pippen?
And
Who?
O'Neal.
Who's sticking Pippen? I'm waiting. Please do not
Who's thinking Kobe? No, Glenn Rice
George,
retired.
Mike's on him. Mike still was making defensive player of the year that year. Mike's on
okay,
him.
I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, Mike Jordan, okay, was
did
a little
you see
older.
Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant in that year was magnificent in his role playing behind the most dominant center of his era.
Uh-huh.
And that was the killer. We'll take another caller.
Guess what?
We'll take this call. We'll take this call. Call in on the line
call
right now on the Sports Nation.
Hello?
Yes.
Am I there?
Yes, you are, Carl.
You're always here.
All right, this is Terrence Strimp. I'm definitely enjoying the conversation. Before I start, I just want to send out condolences to my brother here and his family. My prayers go out to you and your family. Absolutely. I just want to say that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes. And guys, wish you guys the best. But now I want to jump in on this conversation about the 72 Bulls versus the Shaquille Kobe Lakers. There's no way the Lakers beat the Bulls at that time.
Thank you.
Automatic cash, man. You hear this, Bull?
Brother, there was no way. And Kobe and Shaq were great, but there was no way. You're talking Dennis Rodman. They got a bunch of them big centers that they can throw at Shaq. Shaq barely hit free throws. He was definitely dominant.
And we had shooters.
We had shooters. There was no way Mike was going to lose that series. There
Who had
no
a
way.
Better bench, the Lakers or the Bulls?
That's to be seen.
Oh, you know what, Coach? You're full of crap, Coach. Hey, automatic ass snack. Thank you for that, bro.
Go with
that
names?
Was good, bro.
You won't go with names.
That was good, bro.
If you won't go with names, if you won't go with names or productivity, what you won't go with? You won't go with
Both.
Names? The Lakers. Productivity, the Bulls.
I'm going with productivity, the Lakers, because Robert Horry would have been shooting out of his mind. Derek Fisher had a better point guard on the Lakers, man. Derek Fisher
you're forgetting about Ron Harper, the other players that were in Chicago.
He was old. Scottie
Pippen. Who's gonna stop Pippen?
I just posed that question. There's no answer. Who's stopping Pippen?
Who's stopping Pippen?
I believe that Chicago got the better defense. I think the LA got the better offense.
Do you know what Mike Jordan was averaging 35 points
a game that year.
And how many points was Shaq averaging that year too? 31, right?
About 29.
29. And he shot like 50% from his free throws.
So exactly. That's why I said we had three big dummies that's gonna make Shaq. Just we're gonna fight with Shaq. Shaq's going to
line.
Including the great defender that Dennis Rodman was. You keep leaving them out. So you got Jordan, you got Pippen, you got Dennis Rodman, you got Ron Harper and all them guys. Okay,
Ron Harper was their point guard. Derek
yes, he was.
Ate him up.
Really?
Come on
Ron
now, stop, man.
Playing.
Yeah.
Dude, why you think that? Listen. Why you think they had Ron Harper out there? He was playing D on these point guards. He was D'ing these point guards up. They couldn't blow by him, and they couldn't lay up nothing. That team wasn't just offense. We were shutting people down.
They sure were. But I got another question, y'all. I got another question if you got on mine. I got to ask this.
Please.
Sure.
I want to know if the Sixers have a chance to come out the East versus
okay,
the
I was going to get to them. I was going to get to them in a minute. And as I've seen, the Sixers got just about a best chance as anybody to win the championship. Not just come out the East. That team is in sync. And I don't care what Ben don't do. What he do is what they need him to do. Lock up the best player on that team.
I'm not going to lie. Ben Simmons does drive me crazy. He drives me crazy.
Oh,
not
he, listen, he drives me crazy, too, driving a foot away from the basket looking for somebody to pass it to. It's annoying. But guess what? Long as Embiid is healthy to the championship, okay? I'm telling you, they're gonna they're going to walk the dog shit out of the Nets. So the Nets think they're going to just come out here and players ain't played all year, and all of a sudden
they're
going to sprinkle magic fairy dust on them.
They don't have a bitch. They don't have a bitch.
The Nets have a lot of firepower. I mean, they got like
three
to four guys that can put up 30. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot.
That's where
I have a concern. I mean, they got guys that you just can't stop. Kyrie, Harden, Durant, and you know they resting to come in.
Guess what, though?
In a seven-game Brooklyn series in the Eastern Conference Finals, and you ain't played all season long, there's a thing called fatigue that's going to set in on them, and that's going to be their Achilles heel. All this resting is going to hurt them when it comes money time. Believe it. And the Sixers are going to be a well-oiled machine and not playing a game in the first with them. First of all, you got to understand, when Ben want to do something, he going, you can't stop it. Ben stops himself. When Ben got a head of steam going to the basket, who's stopping him? He's either getting fouled or he's laying it up or dunking on you.
They got Harden with a step back, and they got Eddie Jordan as their center, so you're right. I don't know, man. And B was laughing at them the other night.
Like, y'all better get somebody on me for real. This game y'all got at center is a joke. And I'm gonna sit here. I'm a toy with y'all. I'm gonna do whatever. That game would have been really a blowout had the Sixers just not let up off of Miami.
If Tobias Harris plays, it's probably a blowout, but he's a little nicked up too.
Right. So I'm not sold on the Brooklyn. I don't care. Like, all you, like, the ganging up, it's just too much over there now. You got Aldridge. It's too much.
You don't need
that much firepower.
Kyrie is a head case. They'll be fighting soon.
Ben Simmons was in his head the whole game.
All-stars.
Yeah, they like, you know, they're a bunch of all-stars, but I'm trying to tell you, they're not going to be cohesive at the Sixers when it come money time. I'm telling you, this resting up stuff they trying to do is going to hurt them more than it helps them.
I hope you're right. I'm pleased to hear that.
You know, so I'm just giving an outlook on, because they may end up second. Then they may have to see somebody tough that jump up like Boston. Boston might jump up the second place, and they don't want to. Boston is a tough out.
Yeah, they are. I think the Sixers have their number though right now, though.
Right. If the Sixers get the 1-8 seed, the 8 seed to the Knicks around, they're gonna kill them.
Because they have the same problem as everybody else. They don't have an answer for Embiid. Embiid is too big and too mobile and can shoot and do all this stuff. Nobody really has an answer for him.
He's really the league MVP. They're not going to give it to him because of the games that he missed. But everybody in the NBA knows that right now, this boy Embiid the best player in the league. And excluding Balco Boy.
Yeah.
Embiid right now, I worked on his three. He's not just shooting it. He's shooting it in the rhythm of the game. He's not coming out. Just Doc ain't having it. Look, girl, you ain't coming out here just 10. Get on that box. Get warmed up. Get to the free throw line. Then you can shoot them threes. Other than that, I'll sit you down. Try me if you will. They got a coach.
Who y'all think coming out the West?
I don't know
who's coming out the West.
I'm keeping an eye. There's still a team out there.
The best team, I think that Utah Jazz has the best record out the West, I believe.
Yeah, but they got exposed today. And
the Clippers.
No, they're not. Now, they are a good team, a real good team, but their problem is Paul George. He too wishy-washy. If he was on all the time and where he needed to be at. Poor Paul George. How many highlights of Paul George getting a last-second shot on him? He ought to go hide somewhere. But nonetheless,
I see a Lakers.
I do. I still see them.
I don't see a Lakers.
Well, if they can help.
I mean, he's still got an all-star player in LeBron. He's still got an all-star player in Anthony Davis.
And AD.
But, you know.
They're playing hard right now. Well, and I see the efforts. When your bench players start playing hard, you become a dangerous ball club because their confidence level is up. I like the Sixers to play hard when Embiid was down. These young bulls that the Sixers got is really not scared of nothing. Shake Milton is not scared of nothing.
That's true.
Court Miles is not scared of nothing.
Yep,
you know
they've been playing a lot. Yep.
And they coach. Like, if you watch the Sixers, how in sync they is with how they know what they're going to do. Their first objective is to get Ben off immediately. Whether it works or not, they try. Every game, they start out with getting Ben some easy buckets just so he don't be thinking not to score.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything's wide open. Ben knifing. Now you got to worry about when Ben knifing, then dump it to Embiid, and y'all done switched off. Oh, he got a small forward on him. Embiid easy buckets. Now I'm taking back off the Sixers. So out west, it's just a bunch of good teams, but is anybody dominant right now?
Not really.
Exactly. I don't see. So that's what I'm saying. This could go either way. I mean, you know, you got that boy Luka that can will his team to win. We never
know.
He's a baller. You know what I'm saying?
I got to ask Coach something.
Yeah.
I know it's all for basketball. First of all, before I ask this question, I just want to say, man, send my condolences, man. Much love, man. Just want to say it real quick. But I want to get your input, the coach's input, on Aaron Donald, who beat the living stew out of somebody. I don't know what the hell happened. I mean, how the hell that happened? I always call him Ronald McDonald, but he wasn't beating him up with cheeseburgers that time. He beat the living hell out of this one dude. And then the dude apologized to him. The one.
Well, you ever know that you can bite off more than you can chew. You ever heard that thing? You bite off more than you
can chew.
Because sometimes you bite off more than you can chew. You had to be messing with Aaron. Aaron Donald, they said, is one of the most pleasant people in the NFL. He's not a gentle giant. He's just a pleasant person. He like positive energy. So that person who bothered Aaron Donald got exactly what they was looking for. Now,
but did he call him Ronald McDonald?
Say what? I just don't understand how you could fathom to call it the 3-time defensive player of the year, Ronald McDonald. But, okay. You get a kick out of it. You're the only one laughing, though. People are laughing at you that you even think to call him Ronald McDonald.
I think that's what happened. I think he called him Ronald McDonald and got his ass whipped.
Guess what? The dude got ass whipped, apologized
to him.
Right.
How does that happen? How in the hell you get your ass whipped and you apologize to a man who whipped your ass?
Because this man probably was chilling, you antagonizing him like you're not so big bad. I don't care if they call you Terminator. You're not none of that. And he probably got in his man's face and Aaron Donald flipped on him. And the tape probably shows that man entered his man's space and Aaron Donald's going to face nothing. And the man probably like, you know what, I'm drunk. apologize. That's man stuff. At least the man, at least he ain't gonna go try to go get a gun. At the rest of these punks out here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me ask, do you think that people try athletes, like, let's say if an athlete has a bad game, right? And somebody, like, let's say they're in the club, they're trying to get their mind off things. And somebody come up there and say, man, you suck.
Yeah.
And if they get bad, I mean, is that a reason
Yes, they do that. I've seen it. Like I said, I've witnessed this firsthand. And then I witnessed a long time ago to say, wow, people's cruel. I remember when I was in this, it was just a restaurant, and Michael Spinks walked in right after Mike Tyson did to him. You know what these people was yelling in there? 23 seconds. Can I have my food in 23 seconds, please? Can you imagine the humility that you had to deal with that? But Mike don't care. He had the attitude like, you can say all that all you want. I got $5 million for 23 seconds. Yup, 23 seconds. So, yes, they do antagonize these players, and it's sad, but they do it. And they invade their private space and get them into all type stuff. That's why they advise these players, you know, stay out of the nightclubs. Stay out of that type stuff. You've got a party, you know, rent a villa, have your own set, invite your own people. But stay out of the public nightclub because you're normally going to get into some goofy stuff.
Oh, what do you think about Paul Pierce? You think that that's kind of petty that Paul Pierce got fired from ESPN
No, it's not petty. It's you got to understand what you do, and it's not like you got to understand we under a microcosm. I mean, yeah, it's cool for Marv Albert to have panties on his head and bite women and stuff like that. It's cool for him. He's of a different color. But when you in the public eye and you of our color, we are under a different type of microscope. No, is it right? No, but he knows.
I agree with that.
Paul Pierce, you've been in the league long enough. You got a stinky stripper party online. You're out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's a double standard for the black commentator and the white commentator.
Nobody just has some. I mean, it is a double standard. He ain't shot nobody. He hurt nobody. Ain't nobody dead.
Did nothing.
He did nothing.
But a wild party in the eyes of. You remember they want us to be some type of. You know, they want it to be to their likings, and they didn't like it. He probably already had prior run-ins with his – because Paul Pierce don't look like he's a company man. And they just got him out of here. Like, all right, look enough over. Yo, he don't care. He going to start his own podcast and make more money off that than anything. So.
True.
And Paul Pierce was smart with his money. He's not broke. So they figured, you know, one less double NIGGA we got to worry about.
True. I got to agree with you, Coach, on that one. I think that when it comes to black athletes and white athletes, it's a double standard.
It's a definite, especially in commentating. In commentating, it's a super double standard. These whiteys grope these women, do whatever they want. Like I said, Marv Albert has aggravated assault charges against him for biting women. They took him off the air for a year. Where is Marv Albert at right now? Doing the same thing he's been doing.
Yeah, that's true.
Let that over the black athlete. He would never commentate another game in sports. With you out here biting women in a hotel with thongs on your head.
I agree with you, though. I
that was a very good question.
I mean,
that was a very good question.
you know what, saying up, it's just like the young brother, the two quarterback. Is
every week. Every week is a new charge. Every week he got a new charge against him.
That young brother. I mean, okay, look at Roethlisberger, but he got away with it. And you tell
right.
You talking about this other Deshaun Watson? But how the hell? I mean, they trying to crucify him. But other white people who like Roethlisberger had allegations, yet they ain't crucify him.
Listen, they're gonna put this kid on the exempt list, all right? And messed with his money because he stood up and said, I don't want to play for this racist owner. I don't like his policies. I'm done.
So you're going to go to the Deshaun Watson situation. That's what, Coach, this is what goes on. I'm bringing the next call on. This is what goes on, man. And it's been going on since Jackie Robinson. When he was told by Branch Rickey, listen now, 3 years, you can't be saying too much. You got to take the bitter with the sweet. You know what I mean? And all that. But Rich Moore and I call her right now. Call her and patiently waiting. You're in line with Host Sports Nation with, I guess, Tara Strength and Automatic Charismatic and the coach at this time.
Call
her. Yo,
call you there?
Jarek, the gifted one, Thomas.
Hey, Jarek, what's going on, baby?
What's going on with your brother, O? Just calling in to send my condolences to Derek, the coach, this evening.
I appreciate you, brother.
I'm feeling a little under the weather, so I'm going to keep it brief tonight. King Brother, you keep your head up and you be strong and know that all things work for those who love Christ. So you keep your head in the game and you be strong as you go through this time, brother.
I thank you, and I really appreciate it.
Jared, get yourself well, man.
Go ahead.
You are a new intern on Tuesday night right here on these dynasties. Get yourself together, Briz.
I am. My voice is coming back slowly. It's coming back slowly. I'll be back better tomorrow. Are you talking to me?
All right, man. I love it, man. And the key with Jarek, and I love him, because he stands for, his gift. And we're going to use that right here at O&E Dynasty to the utmost. Now, Mr. Coach.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that go on, man, in the microcosm of sports that we know is wrong. Who did Barry Bonds make mad, Automatic Charismatic?
Okay.
What the hell happened where someone told that he was using those things?
Well,
you look at McGuire and Sosa. They saved baseball.
Right.
They saved baseball. But who was mad about, the Abiyans? A baseball. And Barry Bonds did his thing. Like anybody
Barry
else.
Barry never felt the drug test because Barry was smart. See, you know that story of Barry said, forget all y'all. I'm buying the establishment. I don't wanna talk to y'all understudies. Who's the boss? Okay, boss, get me that substance, and when they come to you, you need not worry. Just keep saying, I never took it, and every time you go to jail, $5 million will be in your account.
Listen, man, he was the original Balco boy.
Yes, he is. There's no question. If you look at Barry Bonds when he played for Pittsburgh and look how his cranium was so enormous, he was big and bulky when he was down there.
You ain't shit, man.
70 home runs around.
Coach, now you feed into the media. Now, why are you going to do that, man? I just said a beautiful, I left the plate out there, man, cornbread, what I'm saying, collard greens with a ham hock in it. What I'm saying? We're about to eat.
You did?
And then you're going to now you're going to feed us bologna and banana sandwiches, man. That's hot garbage.
I talk the truth. Look at Barry Bonds. We all know that him. I mean, these home runs was egregious. He's knocking them in the water. He almost won the World Series off of just him hitting home runs.
We all know, and I'm gonna say this out here right now, and Automatic Cast, you will love me when I say it, right? shout out to Hank Aaron, who did it the right way, who was an outstanding champion and never cheated.
What was the
and went yeah. through and went through and went through a microcosm of sports. Man,
yeah.
Henry Aaron, man. How about that coach? Henry
yeah.
Aaron, man. Line drive home runs. That's how strong he was. His wrist was so strong, he hit line drive home runs. There has never been another hitter in Major League Baseball to ever hit a line drive home run like Hank Aaron. Coach, am I wrong?
Yeah. No, you're not lying. Hank Aaron was really, like, probably the, I'd say, top three players that ever did it.
Well, wait a minute. Who's the two on that list? You better get it right, too.
Because
all I know, number one.
Is Willie?
Number one. I'm going to go to mine. We know Willie Mays. Number one on my list is a man that can party all night, eat hot dogs, and smoke cigarettes, and hit 714. I ain't never seen nothing like Babe Ruth, bro. Period. It's a man pitching the ball. And remember now, we had great pitchers back in those days.
Yeah, he was a pitcher.
And Babe Ruth carried baseball. And I know people say, oh, here we go. Oh, I said what I said, automatic charismatic. Babe Ruth was the shit, bro. He was the shit. And I don't give a damn what y'all say.
Yep.
Y'all got any words? I'm waiting. So Willie Mays, number two.
Okay.
And play is DiMaggio.
DiMaggio's not in the number three. We talk about three. We said three. If you're going to go three, a coach, I ain't got Hank Aaron.
Yes.
You know what I got?
Who you got?
Roberto Clemente.
I mean, you can have him. I got Hank Aaron. I mean, you know, slice it your way. Defense and offense.
Hank
Aaron's offense wasn't just hitting the home. So was Hank Aaron. And he also was a base stealer.
Listen, he wasn't like Roberto, and you know that. When I talk about all-around game, it's Babe Ruth, it's Willie Mays, it's Roberto Clemente. Hank Aaron is not even number four on my list.
He's not four?
He's not four. No. I'm going to say number four all the time in the so-called white major leagues. It'll be Bob Gibson as a pitcher, and then Hank Aaron. Bob Gibson made them change the trajectory of the mound to make the mound shorter. Bob Gibson was killing them boys. He was killing them, man. Bob Gibson, man. Bob Gibson, baby. Automatic cat match. You got a problem with that?
No.
I got a problem with it.
I didn't Hank Aaron.
I got a problem with it.
Oh, my God. This guy. Go ahead. Why?
I mean, Hank Aaron was the home, Hank Aaron did stuff, like you said, the right way and excelled at it.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. And Coach, I love you. I love you with the heart and soul of me, like Julie Bakatoon would say. Let me explain something to you, sir. This man had an ERA underneath one three straight years. 0.94. 0.92, 0.98, which means that when he got on the mound, no one got a hit on him. Did you hear what I said, automatic asthmatic? No one got a hit on him, and they had to lower the mound to make him, not superhuman. Come on, Coach, man, you messing with a man that knows baseball. One thing I told you, baseball, my thing, I played baseball in high school. You know what I mean? I was all state in California in baseball.
Okay. So we let me just ask you, where do you rate Reggie Jackson at?
Reggie Jackson, man, was a great hitter, but not a great teammate. He's in the top 20.
Forget about him being a top teammate. 16, huh?
Reggie was about Reggie, man. Come on now. Listen, Oakland, okay. Now you going to go there, man? See, man, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to open your mouth, put castor on it, and make
talent.
You go and make it defecate on the other side. Oh, no, you brought Reggie
talent and stats.
I'm talking about where he was a cancer there in Oakland. There's no way in the world the Athletics would let someone like that go and then sell him and was happy to sell him to the New York Yankees. Come on, man. George Steinbrenner said, you giving him to me for that? Yeah. We good. We talking about Reginald Martinez Jackson. grew up in Shuttenham, Pennsylvania, not too far from Roslyn. And you're looking at a person like that. Reggie was a great ball player, but Reggie was Mr. October. Remember this, and I'm going to tell you this right now. He was sleeping all rest of the month until October when it counted,
okay.
Like Tom Brady.
Okay, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Automatic.
That's a
form of greatness. Oops.
I got another hypothetical question for our way to y'all. Until y'all ready.
Oh, no, we ready. We ready. Me and Coach, we born ready.
Okay,
what you going to say, charismatic?
This is a football question. This is a football question. So a Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you rather have? Randy Moss or Megatron?
Mm-hmm.
The Hail Mary. Megatron or Randy Moss? Who you trust?
I'm going with Maul.
That boy good. I feel like telling him that boy good. I'll say it right now.
I'm going Megatron.
And I'm going to say it right now. I would have Megatron because of his length.
Okay.
You're talking about Hail Mary. We're not talking about great receivers.
Okay.
I mean, you could put Jerry Rice in there. Well, you know what I mean? I'm like Queen Latifah back in the days of the 45 King. Give me Bhatti. Every time you have a Bhatti out there, I will take Calvin Johnson in a heartbeat in the Hail Mary. Coach?
Yeah, I would too.
Now, what you would take, Mr. Automatic Charismatic?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have seen Randy Moss. Damn.
We said Hail Mary. We didn't say Randy Moss.
I mean, Moss, what they call Moss. They call him Moss. I mean, he's done damn caught over two feet. Well, I didn't see him destroy the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you know, I didn't see him.
Are you ready for this one? Who was the greatest Hail Mary wide receiver of all time? Coach, I'm about to blow your damn mind.
I don't.
And Google it. It would be Billy White.
Please don't say his name.
Johnson.
I knew you were going to say that.
Johnson.
I knew you.
Yeah. I mean, Hail Mary, he caught 20 in his career.
Yeah. You gotta
and he was only 5'11".
Yeah, you got to
Am I right, Coach?
5'11"?
5'11" and Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Billy White Shoes, man. Only
Billy White Shoes Johnson. Come on, man. Come on, Automatic Casting. Stop. Don't disrespect, bro. He in the Hall of Fame, bro. Stop disrespecting folk, bro. Stop.
All right.
Now, let's go back to baseball. This is this. Baseball, let's go to my 9 players all time. I love this. At first base, there's no other person that can play first base with that type of tenacity than Charlie Hustle. Give me Pete Rose at first base.
Charlie Hustle.
At second base, it would be the great Jackie Robinson, the best second baseman ever played this game, the first ever, ready for this, rookie of the year.
You're going
to
give it to him over
Hold on. I said second baseman.
Okay, hold on.
Since you went there, at shortstop. There's no one else that ever could play the position like Oswald, Thurston, Smith, Jr.
All right. You got
okay?
No argument.
Now, at third base, give me Mike Smith if you want offense. But then a lot of times I always say I'm twisting between because I like need some Brooks Robinson there, but I got to give it to Mike Smith because he also won Golden Gloves. So it's going to be Mike Smith at third. At catcher?
All right.
Who do you think I'm going to say at catcher? If you know your sports, who am I going to say at catcher? I'll wait. God.
Johnny Bench.
You better believe it. You better believe it, Automatic Charismatic. Johnny Bench was the greatest. And I'm talking about, over Yogi Berra.
Oh, we got,
great
some
year, great, great career.
We got some discrepancies at the shortstop position.
Okay.
I'm taking Jeter over Ozzie Smith.
No, Ozzie. No, stop, man. Stop. You're disrespectful, and you need to go back. You need to go back to kindergarten and go all the way back to the second to the 12th grade.
You sure about that?
You need to go
that?
All the way back to the 12th grade. I'm positive.
You sure
about
that,
man.
I'm
positive.
Sure about that.
I'm positive.
Listen, I got Ozzie was there at work.
We ain't gonna sit
here
and act like that. Like, oh my God, bro.
Listen, man. Let's go there. How many Golden Gloves, you know, between Oswald and Derek? I rest my case. Okay, let's go to the outfield. There's only one person that plays right field that has the honor to be on my team. That's Henry Aaron.
All right.
In left field is Roberto Clemente.
All right.
And in center field, it's Willie Mays. Now, my pitcher of all time,
you already
only
said
one
it.
Man. No, not that. I didn't say pitcher. Pitcher all time, only played in the major leagues 3 years because he was too old. There's no other pitcher that ever played baseball that was greater than Satchel Paige.
Oh, wow. From the Negro League?
Satchel Paige, coach. Give me one.
Wow.
Give me one.
Wow.
And then my DH, now, not to disrespect coach, it will be Reggie Jackson.
Huh? Okay.
There you go. Who beat my team? Nobody.
Your team tough.
Nobody. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. My reliever. Because remember now, I got to have a right, you know, right-handed pitcher, which is Satchel. My left-handed pitcher would be Warren Spahn, the greatest left-hander ever lived. And my reliever, are you ready
for
this?
Who's your reliever?
Nolan Ryan.
Mm.
I rest my case.
At reliever. That's a tough lineup there.
I rest my case, guys. I know my baseball. Coach Casey Stengel. And now, let's play ball. Let's play ball.
Again, like
and my GM is Branch Rickey. And my owner is Bill Beck. Oh, no. My GM is going to be Branch Rickey. No doubt. No doubt in that. I mean, Brooklyn had great teams, but you know it's all about politics, right? That's why the Yankees always won. Because America wasn't ready for that black team to be on top into 55. So come on now. Sorry, no to politics. Branch Rickey is the greatest GM ever lived, coach. And automatic. Stop playing with me, man. Don't play with me like that, bro. Don't do that. Not baseball. And then, like I said, the greatest owner is going to be Bill Beck. The man, you talk about Bill Beck. Bill Beck was the first ever owner to bring forth nightlights. You like that? You like that automatic? The first ever owner to say, you know what, we can play baseball at night. I rest my case.
Can I give you another hypothetical question, please?
Yeah, please. Don't talk baseball with me no more, because I'm the god with
no,
that. Go.
No. You got to get 1 yard. You got who would you get with Chris Okoye or Jerome Bettis?
Give me Bus all day long. Because Okoye was the female dog.
I mean, that motherfucker, Nigeria nightmare.
And until he got hit
that
by Atwater.
Until Atwater knocked him square on his ass.
And you ready for this? He quit. Come on,
he
man. Come
quit.
On. Come on. Do a better job with that one, coach. You know what I mean? Hey, coach. Do a better job of letting that automatic cast man have it. Because there's no way in the world you're going to bring up Okoye and Bettis. Who's in the Hall of Fame?
Come on. Don't disrespect Okoye.
I'm going to disrespect him.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Down by one. Mike Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, or Larry Bird.
Give me Kobe Bryant.
Jordan.
You out of your mind? Stop
playing. Yeah, I'm not out of my mind. You asked the question. The Mamba always came through
Jordan,
the clutch, bro.
Okay.
Stop playing, bro. Like
that. You do know Mike got the most game winning shot.
I'm talking about body of work.
You know that. You do know that, right? You do know Mike Jordan got the most game winners in NBA history, right? What's up, young guy?
But you asked me who I want. Now, Greg Otto, who you at? Who you got?
I would say Jordan. I would say Jordan.
Pack of Newport.
Okay. I mean, okay.
I would say Kobe. Then I would say Kobe. Jordan, then I would say Kobe.
We're not going to go.
John Cena, Kobe is closing up games.
Here's my hypothetical. Mike Jordan got about 40 game winners. Okay.
Kobe
got
for this? Here's my hypothetical question. If it's 4th and 1, if it's 4th and 1 at the goal line, 2 seconds left to go in the game, who do you hand it off to? Walter Payton, Marcus Allen, or Marshawn Lynch?
It's a tough one. I'm going with Marcus Allen.
Marshawn Lynch.
I'm going with Marcus Allen. Y'all
I
must
go
don't know
with,
what type of nose Marcus Allen has.
Ready for this? It's Marcus Allen, automatic. It's Marcus Allen. I'm just saying. I mean, not no Raiders stuff, because he did this for the Chiefs, too. I just got a pain in my side when I said that. But he did it for the Chiefs, too. So, I mean, listen, man, But listen, Huddle Sports Nation has been great tonight. Yeah, I want to thank all the folks that called in that love us. And, you know, of course, you know, we wanted to dedicate this show to Samara Slater, you know, loved one of the wonderful coach. And may she travel on with peace eternally. Also, I want to say, you know, Huddle Sports Nation has been so great. I'm so proud of, you know, Automatic Castman coming on the show tonight. And tomorrow night, he's on these stations. Oh, by the way, you know, how you like that dedication with Aretha Franklin tonight, Coach?
Oh, it was awesome. She really would appreciate that. I know she heard it.
Yes, indeed. Tomorrow night, he's on these stations. We have the wonderful and outstanding Chinchilla Jonesia and News Forum. And, of course, our brand new sponsor tomorrow, which you will know at that time, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time when these are on these stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to Only, which is Olandelli, and Ngozi Enterprise. Reach, of course, at www.lookinglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Olandelli and Ngozi appearance at Google+. Olandelli and Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, oledelay.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Olandelli Malaysian Gilson, saying good night and luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio, sports on a constant basis. Huddle up, knuckleheads. Coach Don.
Okay. Huddle up. I really appreciate the love for my baby who passed away. She would have wanted me to do the show tonight regardless. I'm sitting here looking at her now. I know she's looking down on me now. You better get on that mic. Again, draft time. How's it going to play out? And I think the Sixers can win it all. I really do. I think the Sixers is really on something else. That I don't think y'all got to watch them to understand where I'm going with this. They are a well-oiled machine. They got the most cohesiveness out of all the teams in the NBA right now. And I'm out.